Everybody should get together.
No, you have influence.
Wait a minute,
with
let
them.
Me finish. Everybody should get together to stop this war, stop the arms supplies, and make sure the aid gets through to feed the children.
More generally, you asked me about Ukraine and about Gaza. Two things. Firstly, international law either applies everywhere or it applies nowhere. Either it applies for everyone or it applies for no one. If it is a war crime to bomb a hospital, to bomb a theater, to target civilians, to switch off their electricity, their water, their food, if it is a war crime to do it in Mariupol, it is a war crime to do it in Rafah. And this is something that the West has failed. It's a test that we have failed collectively as a West. That's and one last point. While a war crime is a war crime, independently of who has committed it, Hamas, Netanyahu, the Azov Battalion, the Wagner Group, the Russians, the Ukrainians, it is a war crime. Therefore, one rule for all. I have to say that international law has already ruled, the International Court of Justice last June has ruled, that the occupation of Gaza is an illegal occupation. It has ordered Israel to vacate not just Gaza, but also East Jerusalem and the West Bank. And therefore, just calling what's happening in Gaza a war is a violation of international law. There is no war happening in Gaza. Gaza is not a country. It is not a country that is fighting against another country like Ukraine and Russia fighting with one another, independently of who started it, who is culpable, who shouldn't have started it, and so on.
Many Palestinians feel very aggrieved and let down by all of the neighboring Arab states who have said and done very little. Indeed, a number of them have signed the Abraham Accords with Israel and deliberately not said or made anything conditional about Palestine in those agreements. They open up an economic relationship with Israel with no conditional question of recognition of Palestinian people of rights. If international law applies in lots of ways, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which says you should not be starving children to death and you should be not be bombing schools and hospitals. And so it is a question of strong pressure and enforcement. And I think the neighboring countries could and should, and I hope will, do an awful lot more to support the Palestinian people in their hour of most desperation and greatest need.
Jeremy, would you at least concede that Hamas at this time should be doing all within their power to reassure the Israelis that if they allow food and aid to enter the territory, they will not interfere with that food and aid? They will allow the UN or some
Malcolm,
other. Would you agree with that?
Obviously, Malcolm, aid and stuff has got to get in. And I do understand there are actually now direct talks between Hamas and the USA, as well as between Hamas and Israel. That's different. That's changed.
You aren't answering my question.
No, your point earlier about the need to negotiate with people is a very important one. I don't know what Hamas are going to do. I don't speak for Hamas. But all I do know is...
You can say what they should do.
Well, it's not for me.
But you're not saying.
No, Malcolm, it's not for me to tell anybody what
to
do, except to say everybody should get together.
No, you have influence.
Wait a minute, let me finish. Everybody should get together to stop this war, stop the arms supplies, and make sure the aid gets through to feed the children. And that applies to everybody.
Of course.
I don't understand why you'd find it hard to say that Hamas should say that.
I don't find anything hard to say. What I find hard to understand is why people can't see that the real desperate need now is to stop the war and get the food
through.
And we're all agreeing with
that. Negotiate with all the parties involved.
We're all agreeing with
that. I hope we're all agreed.
Yes, but why were you not? You have more influence with Hamas. Hold on, Jeremy. You have more influence with Hamas than the other three of us put together.
I have no influence over anybody.
Yeah, well.
I have a question because I must have missed something. I must have missed something. When the ceasefire deal was signed and trucks came in, is there any evidence that food was misappropriated?
Yes.
Because I believe there was none.
Yeah, no
such evidence. no credible evidence. These were simply claims by Netanyahu. Nobody from the United Nations, from various organizations complained. The problem is
Yanis, you're not
food is
naive.
Not coming in.
You are being naive now.
Look, I don't think it was as
don't call me
as
names because I could call
saying,
you names
Yanis,
too.
But the fact is, at the moment,
and we want to keep
moment,
this
Israel completely
nice and friendly.
That aid. And is letting it in.
To continue watching this video, click the link in the top left or in the description below.
With a free trial, you can enjoy the full talk and thousands more.
Thank you for being part of the conversation.